الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا، من يرتد منكم عن دينه فسوف يأتي الله بقوم يحبهم ويحبونه، أذلة على المؤمنين، عزة على الكافرين، يجاهدون في سبيل الله ولا يخافون لومة لائم، ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله واسع عليم. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: يأتي على الناس زمان يصبح الرجل مؤمنا ويمسي كافرا، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته أجمعين. Our respected elders, our young friends, our sisters in Islam, our brothers and sisters who may be listening online. the week before, we mentioned in regards to the introduction of fitan and the trials, difficulties that we will be going through as an ummah. And if you remember, I quoted from Sayyidina Zubayr ibn Adi, rahmatullahi alayh, who is a tabi'i of this ummah, who says, I went to Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik, and I asked him of the difficulties that we are facing in the zamana of Hajjaj ibn Yusuf. And he told me, no, that every other day will be difficult compared to the last day. So we were speaking in regards to the concept of fitan. Alif lam mim ahasiban nas an yutraku an yaqulu amanna wa hum la yuftanun. Do the people of iman think that because you have iman, you are going to be left alone, you will go into Jannah and you will be never tested in life? For a believer, this entire ground of the world is an entire test. Every moment of our life is a test. So we were discussing multiple fitnas that we have in our time. If you remember last week, we mentioned the fitna of identity crisis amongst the Muslims. So that's what we discussed last week. And this is where we concluded, this is where we finished, inshallah, that how were our elders in this country, how did they manage to maintain a Muslim identity despite the difficult time that they came into this country? I still remember my father came into this country in 1962, and I'm sure many others came into this country way before him as well. So people came into this country in the 1940s, in the 1950s, and I still remember Hafiz Patel, rahmatullahi alayhi, who was the Amir of Tabligh, and he was based in Dewsbury. He always used to say there was a time in this country people used to read Jumu'ah namaz on a Sunday, because people did not have the time to read Jumu'ah namaz, so they converted it to Sunday. But now the question is, mashallah, 70 years down the line, alhamdulillah, to a certain degree, and now, mashallah, you know, we are in Gen Z, mashallah, and we are also in Generation Alpha. You know, we are going through the zamana of these two zamanas with the youth. But to a certain degree, alhamdulillah, our elders gave us that Muslim identity whereby we were able to still remain and be proud to say that we are Muslim. Alhamdulillah, despite the upheaval and the difficulties that have come in this country. We mentioned last week, if you remember, what were the main factors behind that? What were the main factors? How do we preserve our Muslim identity? My topic now, inshallah, I want to go on to the next one and the next fitna that we are facing as an ummah. But before I go on to that, just to highlight to yourselves, what were the main factors? Number one, love of Allah and the love of the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam. That is what will keep our Muslim identity intact. You love Allah, you love the Messenger of Allah more than you love anyone else. What did the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam say? Is hadith quoted by Khatib Baghdadi rahimahullah in Mishkat, where Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Man ahabba lillahi wa abghada lillahi wa a'ta lillahi wa mana'a lillahi faqad istakmala al-iman." You love for the sake of Allah, you hate for the sake of Allah, you give whatever you give in the path of Allah for the sake of Allah, and you prevent from giving and you withhold and you hold back because of Allah, you have completed your faith. So do whatever you do in life solely for the pleasure of Allah. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. Those people who believe, they are intense in their love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how you preserve your identity. Unfortunately today, our children do not have that concept of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unfortunately. So what made us preserve our identity? Number one, the kalima, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And what is the goal of the kalima? That you love Allah and you love the messenger of Allah more than you love anyone else. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من نفسه ووالده وولده والناس أجمعين. The messenger, أو كما قال عليه السلام, Rasulullah said, you will never be a true believer until I become more beloved to you and I become more dear to you than your parents, your children, and even yourself. You love the messenger of Allah even more than you love yourself. So that is the intensity of the love of the messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. Now how will that come? How will the love of Allah, the messenger of Allah come? That will come by way of education. MashaAllah, our elders were able to make institutions in this country. They were able to make institutions in this country in order to preserve knowledge within our youth. And this is what Alhamdulillah made sure that ourselves, we are able to preserve our Muslim identity. For a lot of us, mashallah, we went through the maktab educational system that we had. And Alhamdulillah, you know, we learned what we learned, okay, from the maktab from the age of 3, 4, and 5, and right until the age of 15 and 16. So you have Islamic institutions that will preserve the faith of the coming generation. A community where there is no maktab system, where there is no educational system, you believe me, they will lose their identity. They will lose their identity. You know what the Asian people have done, mashallah, wherever they have gone, wherever they have gone in the world, they have done one thing. They have made sure to preserve Islamic organizations, Islamic institutes. And this is, you know, if you look at the downfall of Spain, after ruling for so many countries for 8 centuries, Muslims ruled in these countries. Albania, there was Muslim rule in Albania for 700 years, where everything was lost when you lose education. There's one great saint of this ummah, Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahimahullah. Inshallah, he's one of the great greats of the Indian subcontinent. Someone asked him, okay, you know, if Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, when you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah ta'ala asks you the question, Imdadullah, what have you brought? What do you have to present before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You know what he said? I will say that through the length and the breadth of the country of India, I tried to make sure there were institutions of knowledge that were established all across the country. And from absolute primary education, Islamic primary education. And I will say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, that's all I have. And he says, I'm absolutely certain, inshallah, Allah ta'ala will forgive me just because of that. Because of Islamic education, you preserve the identity and the iman and the deen of our future generations. Of our future generations. And then inshallah you want to become proactive. And this is something I mentioned. Now inshallah today I want to go on to the next topic. And that is, unfortunately, we are living currently in a zamana, in a time, in an era where left, right and center our children are losing their faith. You will be surprised. You have organizations in America, they call themselves ex-Muslim, and they will tell you they are proud to be ex-Muslims. In other words, what they are now, they are proud of what they are. You know, it's like the world taught me, the Quran completely restricted me, gave me no freedom, but the world now has taught me, going into colleges, universities, we were taught that you are absolutely free and you can do whatever you want. Today we are living in a world where reasoning takes preference over wahi, over revelation. We are living in a world today where the people are being told whatever you understand to be correct is correct. If you think homosexuality is the way forward, then that is the way forward. But inshallah, I want to leave with you one ayat. If you get a chance afterwards, you must go through that ayat. It's a beautiful ayat of the Quran. It will open everyone's eyes. And you see, mashallah, unfortunately today, we have lost as an ummah. We are losing our new generation. Why? Because they did not remain attached to the Quran. I'm asking yourself, and I'm asking myself, the situation that has happened in Gaza, in Palestine, if that were to happen to this new generation in this country, and maybe even to ourselves as well, what would be our situation? Would we be able to maintain our faith? If you have nothing to eat, you've not ate absolutely nothing for 3 days, for 4 days, are you start going to question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You know, you ask yourself, why? Because we've not attached ourselves to the Quran. Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu salam is in Makkah Mukarramah. Surah number 2 that was revealed in the Quran. What's surah number 2 that was revealed in the Quran? What's surah number 1? Iqra' bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. The first 5 ayat of Iqra' bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. They were the first ayat to be revealed. What was the second surah that was revealed in the Quran? Noon wal qalam wa ma yasturun. Ma anta bi ni'mati rabbika bi majnoon. These ayat of Surah Al-Qalam, and mashallah, see how it's connected. Alladhi 'allama bil qalam. That was the end of the first wahi. Some are of the opinion the beginning of the second wahi, noon wal qalam, the importance of the pen. The importance of the pen is teaching me and you what? The importance of education. Because you want to learn everything. Alladhi 'allama bil qalam. Whatever Allah Ta'ala taught with the pen, Allah Ta'ala wants me and you to read and internalize. So these were the first ayat that were revealed to the Messenger of Allah. Now you know in Makkah Mukarramah, Rasulullah was in a very, very difficult time. Rasulullah was going through a very difficult time in Makkah Mukarramah. They're calling him insane and mad. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam is, you know, you name it, they are going to be death threats coming to the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. Those people who are going to follow Muhammad alayhi salam, they are going to be persecuted. At that time, Allah Ta'ala is saying, "Ma anta bi ni'mati rabbika bi majnoon." Because of the blessing of Allah and the ni'mat of Allah, you are not mad. What is Allah telling me and you in that ayat? Ni'matu rabbik is a Quran. Ni'matu rabbik is a Quran. If anyone wants to know that Muhammad is not a madman, you only need to see the blessing and the ni'mah and the gift that Allah Ta'ala gave to the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, and that is the Quran. How can someone who's presenting the Quran to you, and this man is an unlettered Nabi, how can that individual be a madman? But you know what Allah Ta'ala, look at the subtle message that has been given to the Messenger of Allah alayhi salam. Oh Muhammad, we know you are going through a very difficult time in Makkah Mukarramah, we know it. There will be attempts to your life. There will be your loved ones are going to be distant away. Okay, people will exile you. People will expel you from Makkah Mukarramah and your hometown, despite Rasulullah not wanting to go. Despite that, Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam is being told, "Ma anta bi ni'mati rabbika bi majnoon." What is Allah saying? It's a subtle message. In times of hardship, what gives you comfort? The blessing of Allah. And that is remaining attached to the Quran. The fact that you are able to read the Quran, this is a blessing for you in times of difficulty. If you want ease, you will have to attach yourself to the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the ni'mah of Allah is the Quran. There are many, many ayat of the Quran. Many, many ayat. MashaAllah, they give you an entire, you know, they give you an entire kitab. They give you an entire book. Single ayat. Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah saying, if only one surah of the Quran was revealed, only one surah, that would have been sufficient for the guidance of humanity. That surah would have been enough. Wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr. But you know, I want to share with you one ayat of the Quran, and it's a beautiful, beautiful ayat of the Quran that will take us onto our topic. And the topic for today is irtidad within the ummah. People becoming apostates within the ummah. You will be surprised. In America, the figures, 23% of teenagers in America are becoming murtad by the age between 15 to 25. They're losing their faith. but between the age of 15 and 25. There are youngsters who are going to universities, and they are saying, because my professor in university, because he's an atheist, he's converted me into atheism within one semester, and within one term, I've become a murtad. I've lost my identity as a Muslim. Now look at the beauty of this ayat of the Quran. This ayat of the Quran is telling me and you, how do we preserve our faith? How do we keep our faith intact? And this ayat, it's a beautiful ayat. But just before I go on to the ayat, there is a reason. There is a reason. Shahr ibn Hawshab rahmatullahi alayh, he's a great tabi'i of the ummah. He's a student of Sayyida Salama radiallahu anha. Salama is one of the wives of the Messenger of Allah. Very, very clever. She was very, very clever, very, very intellectual. You know, you got to the capacity of the likes of Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. She's to that level. So very, very clever. Salama, and she was quite senior as well. It's a hadith mentioned by Imam al-Tirmidhi rahimahullah. Imam al-Tirmidhi has quoted the hadith. Shahr ibn Hawshab says, I went to Sayyida Salama radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and I asked her, what was the dua that Rasulullah used to frequently make when he was with you? So Sayyida Salama says, Rasulullah used to make one dua. Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qulubana ala deedik. Wa thabbit qulubana, you know, ala ta'atik. Oh, the one who has control over everyone's heart. Allow our hearts to remain firm on your deen. In other words, there will come a time, the hadith of the Messenger of Allah mentioned by Khatib Baghdadi rahimahullah, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa said, there will come a, sorry, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa said, the example of the human heart is like a feather in the desert. When the winds blow, does that feather have any stability? You are very, it'll get very easily blown away. Hearts will be very, very easily blown away and flipped. Why is a heart called a heart? لِتَقَلُّبِهِ. Because it changes all the time. The word qalb, uska maana palatna. It means to flip over. Why is a heart called a heart? Because it flips over all the time. It may be towards guidance, it may be go towards deviation. You know, it will change all the time. So this, I want to, so that is one of the du'as of the Messenger of Allah, Rasulullah used to make. Sayyidina Abu Huraira or Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik, one of the two, they say on one occasion, Rasulullah read, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. On one occasion, Rasulullah read this ayat, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. And then, mashallah, there's a glad tiding, وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. The Messenger of Allah said, wallahi, there will come a time, لَيَخْرُجُنَّ مِنَ الدِّينَ كَمَا دَخَلُوا أَفْوَاجًا. أو كما قال عليه السلام, there will come a time within my ummah, the way they came into Islam in their droves, in their huge numbers. On one day, on the occasion of Fath Makkah, 2,000 people embraced Islam. In one day, 2,000 people from 10,000 became 12,000. Within a small span of time, within a small span, you got about 8,000-9,000 people embrace Islam within approximately 20 months. 8,000-9,000 people came into Islam. Rasulullah is saying there will come a time they will leave in their droves and they will leave Islam. This is why Rasulullah used to also make another dua that everyone should make. Allahumma inni as'aluka imanan la yartad wa na'iman la yanfad wa murafaqata nabiyyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma inni as'aluka iman la yartad. Oh Allah, we ask you for iman that never leaves our body. Oh Allah, we do not want to become murtad. We do not want to become apostates. Oh Allah, grant us murafaqata nabiyyina Muhammad. Oh Allah, grant us the company of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam on the day of Qiyamah. This is another dua that Rasulullah used to make all the time. But now look at the ayat. Look at this ayat. You see, there's one thing that we must remember. A lot of people say, what's the benefit to Allah if I don't worship Allah? What is the benefit of Allah if I become a Muslim, if I read Salat, if I give Zakat? I don't need to do anything because no benefit will come to Allah. 100% you are right. Because of your ibadat, Allah Ta'ala, nothing will come to Him. Why? Because Allahu Samad. Allah is absolutely independent. Allah does not need me and you. Man kafara fa'alayhi kufruhu. Anyone who disobeys in Allah, the wabal and the consequences of that person's kufr will come unto himself. But inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah does not need you. In surah number 47 in the Quran, in surah Muhammad, in Juz number 26, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah says, وَإِن تَتَوَلَّوْا يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُوا أَمْثَالُكُمْ. If you turn your backs, Allah will bring other people that will be believers in Allah and they will not be like you. In the 13th Juz of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ بِالْحَقَّ إِن يَشَأْ يُذْهِبُكُمْ وَيَأْتِ بِخَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ. Listen, Allah Ta'ala created the skies and the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need you at all. If Allah Ta'ala wants, He can remove you and Allah Ta'ala can bring about another group of people. وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ. And this is not difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I would like to, in the last 5 minutes, I would like to share with you this ayat of the Quran. And I would like every one of you, inshallah, please, if you can, if you get a chance, go through this ayat. And you know, the placing of the ayat is so beautiful. The placing of the ayat, this ayat is where? In Surah Al-Ma'idah. In Surah Al-Ma'idah, which is Surah number 5 of the Quran. Surah number 1 is Surah Al-Fatiha. Surah number 2 is Surah Al-Baqarah. Surah Al-Baqarah is focused on the Jews and the ill traits of the Jews. Surah Ali Imran is focused on the Christians, Ahlul Kitab and the Christians. Then you got Surah An-Nisa. There is a lot of ahkam of Sharia, miras and everything else, okay, that have been highlighted there. And you know, a lot of the focus in Surah number 5 is on the mushrikeen. Surah number 5, which is Surah Al-Ma'idah, the focus there is on the munafiqeen. And in that same sequence of ayat, you've got this ayat. Surah Al-Ma'idah, ayat number 54. Ayat number 54. Look what Allah says. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. O people who believe. There's one kitab. I recommend everyone, if you can download it, inshallah, and read it, especially if you know the Arabic language. If you don't know the Arabic language, there's an Urdu translation as well. English translation, I don't think there is. But the kitab is Nida'atul Rahman li Ahl al-Iman of Sheikh Abu Bakr Jabir al-Jazairi. He was an ustad in Medina, in Medina Munawwara, in Masjid Nabawi. He's wrote this phenomenal kitab. The 89 or 90 places of the Quran where Allah Ta'ala directly speaks to the believers by saying, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu. And this is a address directly of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the people of Iman. If we can't do anything in life, in terms of understanding the Quran, you want to do one thing. Read the 90 places of the Quran where Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu. Just understand those ayat. So inshallah you can say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, where you spoke to me directly in the Quran, I made sure that I knew every injunction that you gave to me in Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu. This is one of those injunctions. And look what Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, people who believe. Man yartadda minkum an deenihi. Anyone who averts away from his deen. Anyone who turns away from his deen. Remember, Allah Ta'ala does not need me and you. Anyone who turns away, what will Allah do? فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ. Allah will bring about another community, another nation. وَيَأْتِ بِخَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ. What will they do? يُحِبُّهُمْ. Allah Ta'ala will love them. وَيُحِبُّونَهُ. They will love Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. This is quality number one. In other words, what is Allah telling me and you? You want to avoid irtidad and become murtad, then what do you need to do? Love Allah, love the Messenger of Allah more than anything. You love Allah and the Messenger of Allah so much that Allah Ta'ala loves us. Allah, you know, there is no need for Allah Ta'ala to love me and you. There is absolutely no need. But this is the mercy of Allah. This is the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, blessing of Allah, that Allah ta'ala says, I love you in return. Now, if you want the love of Allah, how do you get the love of Allah? How do you get the love of Allah? Recite the Quran. Recite the Quran. Someone who writes a book, and then mashallah, they see you reading that kitab. You become very happy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very happy. Number one, recite the Quran. Number two, be punctual with your salat. Be punctual with your salat. That establishes your connection with Allah. Number three, voluntary prayer. Voluntary prayer. And number four, ponder over the creation of Allah. In Surah Al-Mulk, Allah Ta'ala over and over again, فَرْجِعِ الْبَصَرْ هَلْ تَرَى مِنْ فُطُورِ ثُمَّ رَجِعِ الْبَصَرْ إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتِ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah is giving invitation after invitation after invitation in the Quran. Okay, why don't you ponder over the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So, يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَهُ. This is quality number one. What's quality number two? You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling me and you, if you want to remain firm on your iman and not lose your iman, yuhibbuhum wa yuhibbunahu. Number one. Number two, adhillatin ala al-mu'mineen. You are kind and you are gentle. You are humble before the believers. Unfortunately, today we live in a community where we are so kind and gentle to non-Muslims. But to our own, we are so hard. We are so stern, completely the opposite. I don't know if you saw yesterday, there is a think tank in UAE. Think tank in United Arab Emirates. The ones who are funding the war in Sudan. Those very individuals. There is a think tank amongst the Muslims in UAE that are telling the governments of America and UK that every masjid in the UK, the khutbah that they deliver, the imams, if you want to root out extremism from this country, the UK, you will have to take a hand and stronger hold over the masjids of this country. And who's saying this? Muslims. These are the munafiqeen of our time. They are saying you will have to govern like it happens in UAE. Every single khutbah in every masjid is exactly the same. Because they are governed by the country. This is what they want in UK as well. Okay, you have to shut up everyone's tongue. And unfortunately, this is the time that we are living through. So number two, adhillatin ala al-mu'mineen. You are gentle, you are kind, have mercy for the believers. And number three, a'izzatin ala al-kafirin. You are stern against the kuffar. This is now completely flipped. We are stern against the believers and we are so, so gentle with the kuffar. Then mashallah, now you have individuals who are saying that we need to give gifts to the non-Muslims during Christmas. Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah. You know, we need to be very, very particular. We have absolutely nothing to do with their religious festivals, or be it they are religious, they are not religious. It doesn't matter. We don't give at the time of Christmas. Why do you have to give a, mashallah, I don't know. Why do you have to give Christmas time? Well, you can give all across the year. That's number. And number four, that was number two. They are gentle with the believers and they are stern with the kuffar. Inshallah, I'll finish inshallah. My time is over. Yujahiduna fi sabilillah. They strive in the path of Allah, number three. And number four, wala yakhafuna lawmata la'im. They are not scared of the blame of the people. That, you know, when you practice your religion, okay, and people will label you. Okay, you are not scared of that. Inshallah, we'll elaborate next week, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us firm on our iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard ourselves, our generation from irtidad. Wa sallallahu ala khayri khalqihi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا الله
Just a very quick one, two announcements, inshallah. I think a lot of brothers know there's one young boy in our community. He's called Brother Hassan. Inshallah, I think he led the Tarawih last year. Today, I just got a call before Jumu'ah namaz. MashaAllah, he's completed his hifz today in Preston Madrasa in Darul Ulum there. He's completed his hifz today. So this is a young boy that came from Harlo. He's from Harlo. MashaAllah, it will be an inspiration for our community. So this is a young boy, MashaAllah, who has completed hifz. We make dua for him. Allah Ta'ala preserve the Quran within his heart, inshallah. And everyone is requested to make dua for him, inshallah, that Allah Ta'ala takes him further in his education. Allah Ta'ala not only allow him to preserve the words of the Quran, but the ma'ani and the meanings of the Quran. And then subsequently he becomes a upholder of the teachings of the Quran, inshallah. And Allah Ta'ala make us amongst all of us, Allah Ta'ala make us amongst the hamilul Quran, those who hold the torch of the Quran and flag bearers of the Quran, inshallah. So that was announcement number one. Announcement number two, mashallah, we've been collecting for funds for that young child in Pakistan. Alhamdulillah, the operation has been completed. It's already happened. The cost was approximately £2,500, £2,500, somewhere in the region of 10-11 lakhs in Pakistan. So alhamdulillah, the money has been paid, but now they've borrowed the money. So if anyone has any funds to give, inshallah, if you can please see Brother Abdul Khaliq. We've promised from the organization approximately £1,000. They've made arrangements, further arrangements for the operation elsewhere. But inshallah, if anyone would like to donate, please do see Brother Abdul Khaliq, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله أما بعد يا عباد الله إن من أخطر الأمور التي تهدد دين الإسلام الردة عن الإسلام نعوذ بالله منها قال الله سبحانه وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا من يرتد منكم عن دينه فسوف يأتي الله بقوم يحبهم ويحبونه أذلة على المؤمنين أعزة على الكافرين يجاهدون في سبيل الله ولا يخافون لومة لائم ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله واسع عليم أيها المسلمون إن للردة أسبابا كثيرة من أهمها أولا الجهل بالدين فإن من لم يتعلم أصول إيمانه كان عرضة للشبهات والشكوك قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من يرد الله به خيرا يفقهه في الدين ثانيا مجالسة أهل السوء والكفر فإن الصحبة السيئة تضعف الإيمان وتجر إلى الهلاك ثالثا اتباع الشهوات وتقديم الدنيا على الدين فإذا تعارض الهوى مع الشرع قدم بعض الناس أهواءهم فكان ذلك سبب في ضلالهم رابعا الشبهات المكرية والطعن في الدين خاصة مع ضعف العلم وقلة الرجوع إلى أهل العلم فاتقوا الله يا عباد الله وتعلموا دينكم واثبتوا على طاعة ربكم واسألوا الله الثبات حتى نلقاه اللهم ثبت قلوبنا على دينك واعذنا من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإن تتولوا يستبدل قوما غيركم ثم لا يكونوا أمثالكم بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات وذكر الحكيم إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر رؤوف رحيم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أبو بكر في الجنة وعمر في الجنة وعثمان في الجنة وعلي في الجنة وطلحة في الجنة والزبير في الجنة وعبد الرحمن بن عوف في الجنة وسعيد بن زيد في الجنة وسعد بن أبي وقاص في الجنة وأبو عبيدة بن الجراح في الجنة رواه الإمام الترمذي رحمه الله في مناقب الصحابة وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى في شأن الصحابة رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه أولئك حزب الله ألا إن حزب الله هم المفلحون ألا إن حزب الله هم الغالبون اللهم ارض عنا معهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين وانصر من نسل الدين واجعلنا منهم واخذل من خذل الدين ولا تجعلنا منهم اللهم اغفر لجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك رحيم كريم مجيب الدعوات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله تعالى يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وعز وجل وأهم وأتم وعظم وأكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون Brothers, please, inshallah, fill in the gaps in front of you, inshallah. There'll be a lot of space in front of you, inshallah. Your garments above the ankles, phones on silent, brothers, please.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas salah, hayya 'alal falah. Qad qamatis salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
سو الصفوف فإن تسوية الصفوف من إقامة صلاة وصلوا صلاة المودعين يا عباد الله الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيها الذين آمنوا من يرتد منكم عن دينه فسوف يأتي الله بقوم يحبهم ويحبونه أذلة على المؤمنين أعزة على الكافرين يجاهدون في سبيل الله ولا يخافون لومة لائم ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله واسع عليم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر سبحان ربي الأعلى الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر سبحان ربي الأعلى سبحان ربي الأعلى الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليك يا نبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الناس الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب واتوب الي اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والاكرام اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم لا مانع لما اعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد يا رب صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم اللهم ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قره اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما اللهم ربنا اغفر لنا ولاخواننا الذين سبقونا بالايمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين امنوا ربنا انك رؤوف رحيم اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من الصهيونية يا رب العالمين اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم تب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.